بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
ألف لام را كتاب أحكمت آياته ثم فصلت من لدن حكيم خبير.
ألف لام را. This is a divine command whose contents have been made firm and set forth in detail. A command from one who is all-wise, all-aware. This is a divine command. In keeping with the context, the word kitab has here been rendered as divine command. The word kitab in its Arabic usage denotes not only book or inscription, but also writ and command. There are several instances in the Quran of the use of the word in the latter sense.
أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهِ إِنَّنِي لَكُمْ مِنْهُ نَذِيرٌ وَبَشِيرٌ.
That you may worship none but Allah. Verily, I have come to you as a warner and a bearer of good news from Him.
وَأَنِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ يُمَتِّعْكُمْ مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا إِلَى أَجَلٍ مُسَمًّى وَيُؤْتِ كُلَّ ذِي فَضْلٍ فَضْلَهُ وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ كَبِيرٍ.
That you may seek forgiveness of your Lord and turn to Him in repentance, whereupon He will grant you a fair enjoyment of life until an appointed term, and will bestow favor on everyone who merits favor. But should you turn away from the truth, I fear for you the chastisement of an awesome day, whereupon He will grant you a fair enjoyment of life until an appointed term. During the term appointed for you in this world, God will lavish upon you His bounties, confer a variety of benedictions, provide a life of prosperity, grant peace and tranquility, and cause you to live honorably rather than in ignominy and disgrace. And will bestow favor on everyone who merits favor. The more a person excels in moral conduct and good deeds, the higher will be the status that God will confer upon him. God deals with His creatures in such a way that anyone who deserves a reward is fully granted that reward.
إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
Unto Allah is your return, and He has the power to do everything.
أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ يَثْنُونَ صُدُورَهُمْ لِيَسْتَخْفُوا مِنْهُ أَلَا حِينَ يَسْتَغْشُونَ ثِيَابَهُمْ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ.
Lo, they fold up their breasts that they may conceal themselves from Him. Surely, when they cover themselves up with the garments, Allah still knows well what they cover and what they reveal. Indeed, He even knows the secrets hidden in the breasts of people. Lo, they fold up their breasts that they may conceal themselves from Him.
If the unbelievers of Makkah saw Him somewhere, they would turn their faces away or try to hide themselves. They made every effort to avoid any encounter with the Prophet, peace be upon him.
وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ.
There is not a single moving creature on earth except that Allah is responsible for providing its sustenance. He knows where it dwells and where it will permanently rest. All this is recorded in a clear book.
وهو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام وكان عرشه على الماء ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا ولئن قلت إنكم مبعوثون من بعد الموت ليقولن الذين كفروا إن هذا إلا سحر مبين.
And he, it is who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. And before that, his throne was upon the water, that he may test you, who of you is better in conduct. If you were to say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, all of you will surely be raised after death, then those who disbelieve will certainly say, this is nothing but plain sorcery. And before that, his throne was upon the water.
We are not in a position to state with certainty the meaning of the word water used in the verse. Does it mean the water in the sense known to us by that word? Or has it been used metaphorically to refer to matter in its liquid form before it assumed its present form? As for the statement that God's throne was upon water, it means, as far as we have been able to grasp, that God's kingdom was over water.
That he may test you, who of you is better in conduct?
The purpose of creation was to create man and then put him to a test.
That he may test you, who of you is better in conduct?
That is, it is not possible for people to be raised after their death. We are being subjected to enchantment to believe what is unbelievable.
وَلَئِنْ أَخَّرْنَا عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابَ إِلَىٰ أُمَّةٍ مَعْدُودَةٍ لَيَقُولُنَّ مَا يَحْبِسُهُ أَلَا يَوْمَ يَأْتِيهِمْ لَيْسَ مَصْرُوفًا عَنْهُمْ وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
And were we to put off the chastisement from them for a determined period, they will cry out, what withholds him from chastising? Surely, when the day of the chastisement comes, nothing will avert it, and the chastisement which they had ridiculed shall encompass them.